Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast entitled, How Can Churches Equip Disciples to Make Disciples? This is part five in developing ministry skills, teaching people how to pray. Disciples need ministry skills. Disciple-making churches believe that the fivefold ministry exists to equip and launch the rest of the church into ministry, which necessitates competency in sharing the gospel and praying for people. This article addresses the latter. Prayer is a spiritual weapon, a conduit for God's power and love, and a door opener into people's hearts for the gospel. Over the years, I have found that most people welcome prayer. Some have never even experienced someone doing that for them, even some who have grown up in the church. Personal hands-on prayer is very different from being remembered off-site, so to speak. My experience is that the only people who will resist an offer for prayer are religious people who have their guard up, and hostile atheists who stick to their guns even when they desperately need God's help. You will find, if you try it, that the great majority of people will allow us to pray for them if asked. The first step in praying for others is to ask permission. When people give us permission, often they think we mean sometime later when we have left their presence. We should surprise them by asking, what about right now? Almost always the response will be affirmative. I like to lay my hand on the shoulder of the person for whom I am praying. So I ask if this would be acceptable. It almost always is. We never know how God is going to show up when we pray for a person. I remember once when the person for whom I prayed afterward asked, did you feel that? They experienced the manifested presence of the Holy Spirit. I did not. God did that for that person to encourage their faith. Prayer is a contact point with God. When we pray for people, they may experience a very personal touch from the Lord that makes them realize that He is present in their lives and cares about them. When God answers prayer, it is a demonstration of His love for them. When we pray for people, it opens the door into their hearts and allows us to cross a spiritual bridge. From that moment forward, we now have permission to talk with them about God. Prayer bypasses the logical arguments people have erected in their minds that resist God and goes right to the heart. It also gives us a reason to reconnect with them later. We can ask them about the person or situation for which we prayed. Keeping the conversation going is important. As we pray, it is also important not only to pray for the thing or person requested, but also listen to the Holy Spirit, who may show us other things to lift up to God in their behalf. I have found that praying in the Spirit or tongues, usually silently to avoid provoking unnecessary questions or causing offense or confusion, is a way for me to effectively listen to God. It is like tuning in to God's radio frequency. If you have never tried this, don't dismiss something about which you're ignorant. Try it. You will see for yourself. Praying in tongues allows us to pray 100% in the will of God for that person. Check out Romans 8:26. And you can read more about the amazing value of the spiritual gift of tongues by going to my website and searching for articles on that subject. The other gifts of the Spirit often begin to operate as we pray in the Spirit and listen with our hearts. We may receive prophetic insight for them, discerning of spirits, a word of wisdom or knowledge, or a gift of healing or miracles. That is what makes prayer very special. Specific prayer for healing is a topic in its own right, and I encourage you to go to my website and search for articles on that subject. For whatever we pray, it is vital that we comprehend and use the authority we have in Christ to intercede for people. I have also written on that topic. Many people are extremely uncomfortable praying out loud in front of others. If we're going to use prayer as an outreach and ministry tool, rather than just for personal benefit, it is important for us to overcome our reluctance, pride, and fears. Prayer needs to come from the heart, not be flowery or technically perfect. God wants us to be conduits of blessing for others, even if we don't pray as wonderfully as someone else. We must come to realize that our halting attempts to obey God will likely inspire others to venture out in a similar way. We only get good at something by practice. That being the case, pray for someone today. Take the initiative. Do the previously unthinkable. Ask a person if you can pray for them. Ask what their top two prayer requests are, and go for it. If during conversation they share something that requires prayer, ask to pray for that thing. Be aggressive. You will not be disappointed, and neither will they.